Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come towards the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, we're halfway through Lent. How's it going? Are you craving chocolate? Your favorite adult beverage? Are you ready to get back to normal? Well, hang in there. You're doing good. We're halfway there. Now, the church gives us a little break in our Lenten journey of sadness to give us some joy. Today is Laetera Sunday. And joy is its theme. Joy because we are halfway through Lent and thus very close to the joy of Easter, when our elect will be baptized, confirmed, and receive Holy Communion. And our candidates will be received into our communion of faith and likewise receive Holy Communion. There is joy too because in spite of our sins, God in his love has acted to enter our sinful world and redeem our sinful souls. God has not remained passive in the face of our failures and sins. He has taken action, decisive action. He has been in motion, perpetual motion, and we are the recipients of his energy, his energetic love, and his graces. God sees something precious in each and every one of us. St. Paul says, "For grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is a gift from God." And this quote from our second reading should resonate with us, and we've heard it said many times about the gift of grace. This should jump out at us. It should make us realize that God is wanting to give us this gift of grace. We need to be open for its reception. We should come to the realization that God is working in our lives. And when we get in the way, things don't go as he planned. And in a lot of times, before it's said and done, it doesn't go our way either. Getting out of God's way and letting him work in us is a difficult thing for us to do when we think we are in charge. God wants to bless us abundantly with his graces. If we just place ourselves in his care and put ourselves in places and around people where we are open to his grace, how wonderful that would be. Our worth, our value, can only be realized if we place ourselves where God wants us. If we continue to down ourselves, if we continue to put ourselves in places where we always feel unwanted or unworthy, or if we think we know better than God, then we close ourselves off to the gift of God's grace. In our first reading, we see the results of turning away from God's graces when the people of Jerusalem turned their backs on God. He exiled them in captivity for 70 years until the next generation would once again open their hearts up to his graces. They were, as the reading says, aiding infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations and polluting the Lord's temple. They had put themselves in a place that separated them from the mercy and graces of God. Now, St. Paul in the second reading states, God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead to our transgressions, brought us to life in Christ, riches, and with the riches of his graces in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So the point I'm trying to make here is where we place ourselves in our spiritual journey through life that determines the graces we receive. The people of Jerusalem put themselves in a place of infidelity and abomination. And St. Paul is pointing out to us where the graces are abundant in Christ Jesus at the foot of the cross. There's a video that kind of explains a little bit about this and our worth. The video around the internet is called Priceless Stones by Sean Brannan. That represents the need for us to reevaluate our lives, to see where we are, where we want to be, so that we can open ourselves up to God's graces and become priceless stones he meant us to be. The story opens with the son asking the father, "What is the value of my life?" Instead of answering, the father told the son to take a rock and go sell this rock at the market. If anyone asks the price, raise two fingers and don't say anything. The boy then took the rock and went on to the market. A woman asked, "How much is this rock? I want to put it in my garden." The boy didn't say anything. He raised two fingers. And the woman said, $2, I'll take it. The boy then went home and said to the father, "A woman wants to buy this rock for $2. Father then said, "Son, I want you to take this rock to the museum, and if anyone wants to buy it, just raise two fingers." The boy then took the rock to the museum, and a man wanted to buy the rock and asked, "How much?" And the boy just raised two fingers, and the man said, $200, I'll take it. The boy was shocked and went running home and told his father that a man wanted to buy the rock for $200. The father then said, "Son, the last place I want you to take this rock is to a precious stone store and show it to the owner and don't say a word. And if they ask the price, just raise two fingers." Then the son went to the precious stone store and showed the rock to the owner. And the owner said, "Where did you get this stone? It is one of the most rarest stones in the world. I must have it. How much will you sell it for?" The boy just raised two fingers, and the man said, "I'll take it for $200,000. The boy, not knowing what to say, ran home to his father and said, "Father, there is a man who wants to buy this stone for $200,000. The father then said, "Son, do you now know the value of your life? You see, it doesn't matter where you come from, where you were born, the color of your skin, or how much money you were born into. It matters where you decide to place yourself, the people you surround yourself with, and how you choose to carry yourself. You may have lived your whole life thinking you were a $2 stone. You may have surrounded yourself with people who only saw you worth $2. So this video gives us a secular view of our worth, but I believe it has a spiritual side as well. All of us have that precious stone inside of us, and we can choose where we place ourselves. Do we place ourselves in the $2 world? Or do we put ourselves in God's precious stone store? Do we let ourselves be judged by the world? Or do we open ourselves to God's graces? And the Father in this story is kind of like God. He sees the true value in each one of us. And like the Father, he could just reveal to us and enlighten us what our true value is. But we have to experience it. We have to go out into the market where we're not appreciated. We have to go visit other places to see our true worth. Then hopefully we come to a realization that it is in God that we see how rare we are, how precious we are, and just how much God will pay for each one of us to be part of his family. This is what Lent is all about. Us taking time to remove ourselves from the $2 market, depriving ourselves of worldly things, in order to bring us to the realization that this world is nothing in comparison to what God has planned for us. So I encourage you to continue your Lenten prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, because these are the things that help us to grow closer to God and closer to the gift of the grace that he offers us. Our gospel has probably the most quoted scripture ever, John 3:16. This scripture shows how much God loves us and at what ends he will go and at what cost he paid to win us over and to save our souls from damnation. God sees the good value in all of our lives and has proved it by his actions. And so it is written, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned." So at the end of our Lent, when we come to the joy of Easter, will we find ourselves back in the $2 market of the world? Or will we be at the foot of the cross where our value is priceless?